Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It is 7 a.m., everyone, on Thursday, the October 14th, 2021 edition of The Morning Show here on 710 KNUS. Thanks for being here. Rain, snow develops, as the 710 KNUS Weather Center. That's me, the Weather Center, me and Billy. 52, rain, snow develops. The Wolf is open. Wolf Creek opens, I guess, today or opened yesterday to ski. Clearing and cool, 55 on Friday. The sun comes out on Saturday. The absolute best radio show on, we have them both. We have Scott, too. Bring him up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Much better than this thing that I get to host. Without a doubt, it's the best radio show, I think, in the city of Denver. It's certainly the best radio show on this radio station. The Minnows are here. Again, say good morning to Scott and David. I don't know who's on which call or which line. Wild Birds. Boys, good morning, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm a fan. And it's like... with Seinfeld, you know, it's like the show that's about wild birds, but it's really not. It's about you two guys, and how's that work? Does that work okay?
Well, first, I love your sense of humor saying that we have the best show.
You do.
I think that's hysterical.
No, it's true. It's true.
We have a lot of fun with it.
Take a time. Let's start. Identify when you speak, so who knows who's speaking. Let's go with Scott. Scott, you go first.
This is Scott, and we definitely have a lot of fun with it. We figure that not only can we dispense information about birds, but we can also take what used to be our dinner table sibling rivalry to the air.
And David, your thoughts?
You know, I agree. It's kind of a stream of consciousness show, although we don't have a lot of consciousness. But we will just blather on incoherently for about an hour on Saturdays at noon. And from what I understand, we are the most listened to show on KNUS between the hours of 12 and 1 on Saturday.
Right. I love the show. I mean, I have been fans of Wild Birds Unlimited since even prior to getting fired at Brand X and coming here. I would listen to you guys. How many years have you guys done radio?
Oh, my gosh. It's been probably 29, 30 years. Hmm. I started my WBU store, Wild Birds Unlimited store, 32 years ago now. And just a year ago, I sold to some new owners, but... for some reason, I mean, they're newbies, so for some reason they said, would you stay on and continue to do the radio show? And I said, yeah, sure.
Where was the first station you guys worked at? What was the first station?
Oh, my goodness. I think what we started out, we actually started, I think, at KNUS with an interview. Mm-hmm. I was interviewed on... you might remember Pat Wagner.
Oh, sure,
she interviewed me twice on a couple of shows. She was doing two shows in Denver, and I was interviewed by her. And then we started working with John and Jerry Creddy, they would have us come on for 2 hours on Sunday.
That was on KOA, wasn't it? What the Creddys were at KOA?
KHOW.
Oh, they're at KHOW then. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So
We started in Marta Shane Plaza, actually doing
Al Marta Shane.
Something. That was just a concrete slab. There was nothing
Uncle Al, the kiddie's pal.
That's right.
drop a dime in Hamlin sometime about that experience. He's got great radio stories about that. The guys, Scott's here. Scott and David, the minnows, the wild birds. Hey, here's my question. I ride my pedal bike, as you know, motorcycles, and I say bikes and people. The lack of geese. You guys, I'm a Wash Park looper, and I loop the park like as many times as I can do it. And it used to be before the city hired the goosinators, they're going, yeah. Well, am I imagining that, or are there less geese?
You know, Peter, I've seen fewer geese. This is David. I've seen fewer geese as well. However, you know, it's been a very abundant year. There's been the crops have been great. Just been tons of natural food out there. I don't think they find as much need to flock to urban areas to find grass at City Park because the growth has been pretty good this year. It's pretty hard to make a generalization based on anecdotal information.
I mean, you kind of
have to do a study over years to find out if the populations are increasing or decreasing. And it's also migratory time. This is time of migration.
But do these guys, the minnows are here. I remember one time I think with you guys and you said some of these geese stay and some of them go. It's like my relatives. And I realize this is not epistemologically sound, but I'm not dodging as many geese on my road bike as I have in the past. How's that?
The other thing we have to think about is the effect of the heavy smoke that was in Denver this summer and how that can interfere with bird populations. You know, their lungs are a lot more fragile than human lungs. And we noticed not quite as many robins around this summer, too.
And
it can be when situations aren't good, like too much smoke in the air, that birds, including geese, can seek areas that might have cleaner air. Now, this is just speculation, and it's kind of like the way we like to run our radio show. If you call in and ask a good question, we've got a good answer, and if we don't, we'll make up a good answer.
You understand talk radio.
Yeah,
now you get it.
Yeah.
Another aspect of that is that
birds can determine how many eggs they're going to lay.
Really?
So if conditions aren't great, so if there's a lot of smoke or if there isn't enough food, this isn't a year where there wasn't, but if there are conditions that aren't conducive to raising large broods, they'll raise smaller broods. They'll just lay fewer eggs.
Unlike people, the wild birds are smarter.
Like, it's true.
I don't have any means of employment, so I think I'll have another kid.
That's right.
Wild birds can teach us stuff, can they not?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. You can see human behavior reflected in bird behavior. You'll see a juvenile bird who would be like a human teenager in age, and it'll be squawking his head off, wanting to be fed, and parents are stuffing seeds and food down their throat just as fast as they can. And as soon as the parent turns its back or goes away, the juvenile bird will go ahead and feed itself just like a human teenager would.
Yeah, figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we also find things that, you know, we've learned a lot. For instance, the penguin. The penguin has oil glands where it can secrete oil to oil its feathers so that when it's diving in the frigid water, it stays warmer, which is an excellent case of the oily board gets Sorry, I apologize.
I know it's okay. We need a laugh on this show. Between 12 and 1 every Saturday, it is the most listened to radio show between 12 and 1 on 710 KNUS, The Wild Birds. I didn't know you sold one of the stores. I didn't know that either, guys. Talk about that.
Yeah, after 31 years, as you know, Peter, before I opened the Wild Birds Unlimited store in Denver in 1989, I was a dentist. I had been practicing dentistry for 11 years, couldn't see filling teeth the rest of my life, and I I knew that birds didn't have teeth, so I opened a Wild Birds Unlimited store, and it turned out to be an excellent decision.
Yeah.
David followed up and opened his store, and it's just been wonderful working with my brother over all these years and being able to continue working with him on Bird Talk. But
For me, it's been kind of a pain, really. I haven't enjoyed it at all. I was kind of hoping when he sold, he'd be gone, but that hasn't happened.
It would be your show.
Just continue on.
It would be the David show. It would be like, I'm in. What did your dad do? Where did you guys grow up, and what did your dad do for a living?
You know, we grew up in Denver. Yeah.
And my dad was a professional engineer. He was a tire designer for Gates Rubber Company.
Wow.
And he actually holds some of the first domestic patents on radial tires, which I have right on my wall here in my office. But he came out here from Ohio, and he was originally came out during World War II. He saw this beautiful state, and he said, "This is where I'm going to raise my family."
Wow.
And so he moved out here in about 1956, and we've been here. And so this is where we grew up. We grew up in Southwest Denver. We went to Lincoln High School, and this has been our home.
John,
and our mom taught at South High School.
Oh, man.
So she was an English teacher there for many, many years, which is why we learned to spell. but it's been our home, and we can't think of any place else we'd rather live.
I tell you something, John Caldera, who I just think hung the moon, and John's dad just passed away. He did a tribute column to his dad, and much like he was one of those guys too, that just his family meant everything. And I haven't had a chance to talk to John since he lost his dad, but he did a tribute column that I don't know could not have been better. And so, did your dad come? Because tires used to be, everything used to be made in Akron. When I was a kid, Akron was Tire Town, Firestone and all those guys, they were there. And then Gates were here, right? So did your dad come from Akron to come out here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he worked for Goodyear out there. Yeah. And actually, one of the reasons, in addition to having Colorado be such a beautiful state, when I was a little kid, three, four, I had bronchial asthma, and the doctor said, you ought to move to a drier climate. And so that's one of the reasons that we moved out here in 1956. And within a year, everything cleared up for me, and we just enjoyed living here ever since. But Dad kind of, he wasn't a bird watcher, but he would make us stop. He took us camping a lot in Colorado, and he made us stop and notice nature, whether it was a bird or an animal or even an interesting tree or watch a sunset. So he kind of incorporated the love of nature in both of us. Oh, all three. We actually have a brother in between us, too. So three boys that they raised.
Scott and Dave Minow are here. The Bird Talk is Wild Birds Unlimited, 12 to 1 on Saturday. I'm reading, because I get tracked into stuff, the Stanley Hotel. That was the guy that invented the Stanley Steamer, which shows you what I don't know. But he also had TB. And so one of the reasons that he built the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park was what you're talking about.
Right.
And he came out here for that. No, it's a lot of people apparently as well, right?
Oh, you bet. Yeah,
yeah. The dry climate is is very good for health. And, Colorado is one of the healthiest states in the nation. People are very interested in physical activity, getting outside, and they do a lot of bird watching and wildlife watching. It's second only to gardening an outdoor activity in Colorado.
Wow.
And, 60% of the folks who live here like to watch wildlife.
So, I mean, I've never done this, so they stake a place out and just watch it, or feeders? I know a lot of people have feeders, and they watch the feeders.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, is pretty much setting up wildlife or bird feeding stations in your backyard. Mm-hmm. We just have such an abundance of birds here. We're number one in the nation for any landlocked non-border state as far as the species. And so we get over 514 species here in Colorado that we can see. We can see a good 40, 50 of them in our yard as they pass through. Wow. And just watching birds and, going up to Rocky Mountain and looking at the elk and the and the bighorn sheep and all that is just something that folks love to do.
If you remember Channel 9 reporter Ward Lucas, who's a friend, Ward is a hummingbird geek.
And
you
Yeah,
go ahead, because you obviously know him.
Yeah, he would shop at our store, and he'd talk to me about his unique designs for his hummingbird feeders, things he did to improve attract a lot more hummingbirds, and his wife would listen to bird talk,
he's a good
Ward was a big hummingbird guy.
He's a really good man. I mean, Ward is just a great guy. The minnows are here. So now the seasons are changing and things are taking off. Who stays when, and how do they know? How do they know when it's time to go? Is it the weather? What happens and they trigger it?
Well, David and I will stay.
How do the birds know when it's time? All right.
Go ahead,
listen,
David.
They know there are a lot of complex biological factors that go into it. Many birds have translucent skulls, so the sun shines through their skull and onto their brain, and as it shines for shorter and shorter periods, stimulates a little activity in the pineal gland, and it tells them it's time to go. But, migration has kind of evolved over history. First, birds didn't migrate. And then they'd start populating, and they'd feed on resources until they were gone. So they'd have to move a little farther and a little farther and find more resources. And finally, it turned into full-blown migration. But not all species migrate, as you were mentioning. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have year-round birds here, like house finches and house sparrows and birds like that. We have birds that migrate in. So, for instance, our robins go south, but we get robins down from the north.
Oh, wow.
So we get year-round robins. They're not all the same birds, though. You have short-distance migrants. You have medium and long-distance migrants, and then permanent residents. And then migration itself is just fascinating. I mean, if you can't write a good book about migration, there's something wrong with you, because it's like a novel. They use everything from the subsonics of the tides on both sides of the continent to direct themselves. They use the stars. They use visual landmarks, the Earth's electromagnetic field. All of those things come into play as they figure out where they're going.
Did you ever motion picture Hitchcock's The Birds? But it was a short, like a novella, written by a woman by the name of Daphne du Maurier. Do you guys ever read the story, the book, before it becomes a film?
No.
I haven't
done that. But, you know, sometimes we'll run into people that are not that interested in birds, and they'll say, well, every time I see some birds, I think of that movie, The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that movie of The Birds?
Yeah.
Boy, that's freaky. And I'd say, yeah, you know, every time I pass a salad bar, I think of the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, and it just freaks me out.
No, I read it. I read, you know, she was like strange things, and she did a series of things. But in the end of it, you know, the end of Hitchcock's film, and obviously we're away from it, but they just kind of get in the Aston Martin and drive through the birds in the film and roll the credits. But in du Maurier's story, it doesn't end that way. It ends a lot worse than that. But, yeah, I was going to bounce it off you guys. Have you ever read the novel? And
so she wrote the birds before, or the book Alfred Hitchcock based it on.
Way before. Yeah, she was,
was
French and wrote strange things.
Well, I'll have to put that on my reading list. Oh. It seems like I have more time now than I used to, so I think I can add that to the reading list.
The show is every Saturday, I'm telling you guys, between noon and 1, and it really is. It is infinitely better than this thing that, by the way, many people have accused Billy of being a bird brain. he has a translucent skull, and doesn't know what to.
That's not an insult. I mean, these birds are extremely intelligent. They may be second to humans in intelligence because we have to put ourselves on top. They make tools. They use tools. They can sense weather coming in. They can actually, you know, they can anticipate events, which we didn't think animals could do in the past. They can solve puzzles. They're very, very intelligent creatures. So I'm not sure bird brain is an insult.
No,
anymore.
Well, you guys remember Ed Weatherman Bowman, the weather guy in here in town?
Oh yeah,
oh you bet.
When I first got into business, there used to always different weather guys on radio, and I got to know Ed, and he's the guy that hit me to cows laying down, all these signs of what was going to happen, and now as a motorcyclist. If you watch cattle laying down, I just always think of Ed. And Ed says, well, if a cattle are laying down, something's going to happen. And it's proven to be true. And he said, watch this, watch that. He was a really good guy, by the way. But so that.
Yeah,
that,
well, what we can see with birds is that, especially watching our feeders, before a cold front moves in, you'll see birds hitting the feeders like crazy. They'll come in and just chow down because they may not be able to find a food source if a storm moves in. Now, if the storm moves through pretty fast, doesn't lay down a lot of snow or anything like that, you won't see the birds for a couple of days because a little smarter than humans, they'll go ahead and diet all that extra fat off and won't be around for a couple of days. But, they'd say, it's planning ahead and being able to sense air pressure changes, we suspect, and be able to fatten up when they need to.
You know, all the years I've done radio and as a disc jockey, and I never once, when there's a storm, they always have the storm alerts and things talk about closures. I never read the name of a bar that was closed. It was like, everything about that, no one ever called and said, Shotgun Willie's will be closed today. that's right.
Churches don't close either.
Nothing closed.
When the weather gets really bad, you might notice birds out there and standing on one leg, especially waterfowl. And you know why they do that?
Okay.
Because if they pulled up that other leg, they'd fall right over. They don't do that.
I've seen the guy with a sign by the highway do the same thing. I love you both. I mean, there's nobody better. This is just the tip of the spear. This is, if you get to know them, man, they're just wonderful. And Scott, I didn't know that Dave bailed, but the show goes on, and they really are the best. And give the plug for the locations of the stores and the hours and everything so that people want to come and see you.
Sure. We're located at the southeast corner of 88th and Wadsworth in Arvada, and then the southeast corner of Wadsworth and Yale in Denver. And you can go to birdtalkguys.com, and there you can pick up our podcast. I think we've got 9 years of podcast.
9 years,
downloaded about 200,000 times or something like that. So it shows that people don't have anything better to do. And I think that's a shame.
Next time, come in the studio. Come in and laugh and scratch. We'll sit in the studio and talk. But it's Saturday at noon, and really, truly, you guys, I mean, it's light years better than what we're doing on this one. And they're funny, and they're clever, and they're smart, and they're my friends. So thanks, you guys, for taking time out to do the show this morning. We needed it. Breaking the action.
You're very
thanks,
kind.
Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
That's truthful.
Appreciate it.
Be safe, you guys. Thanks. 303-696-1971. Open lines and Daniel. Brockler's. Oh, God. Good shot. George Brockler coming up. We're going to do a new episode of The Shoot with Jeff Hildebrand. Shoot it this morning after the radio show's over. And Jeff, of course, did fill-in news here and became great friends. And Jeffrey, a cowboy poet, and did so many things with his life. And I thought, and then Tommy Muller, our morning news guy, we opened the show with Tommy. This is, tomorrow will be his last day on air, so Tommy's going to stick his nose in as well. The snow will develop, and if you're thinking of selling your home, I know you have lots of questions. Gay and Sarah with the Ribble Group, Keller Williams Realty, DTC, will have your answers. It's no accident that Gay and Sarah sell 2 times faster and for more money when compared to other agents on average. Gay and Sarah understand every home seller is different. And they have testimonials, and this is from Cindy. Second to none, the Ribble Group is the real deal. Qualified, hardworking real estate professionals driven to provide exceptional service to each and every client. represented by the Ribbles for the Ribble Group, by both buyers and sellers. They know what type of home we had and exactly where we were looking and how we were looking, what we were looking for. The home we sold was staged by Ribbles, and that's when they bring in furniture and do it right. The Ribble Group, part of their excellent service. Guys, there's only, I talk about Gay and Sarah. I know Gay real well, and they really are the best. Please call, and they'll help you find the best programs that work for you. Call the Ribble Group, 833-833-301-SOLD, S-O-L-D, 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD. And Gay has the buyers. That's the web, Gay, G-A-Y-E, GayHasTheBuyers.com, 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 833-301-SOLD.
The previous segment was paid for by Wild Birds Unlimited.
All-time favorite song, man. 710 KNUS. Good morning, everyone. 7:30 on 710. Got a rain, snow develop, and tomorrow morning may have some snow on the ground. As I said, Wolf Creek open, ski area are underway. New episode of The Shoot today. And George is going to join us, George Brockler. I got a guy for you. You need to know about and have out to your home for a free water test. This is like, first of all, it's free. Underline the F word. If so, what's the water in your home? Everybody's different. Longmont's different than, you know, than Fort Collins, and Denver's different than Castle Rock and Centennial. So it's not plug and play. Our guy, Paul, is the guy, and they need to come and test him. You can go buy some water filtration system, plug it in, and there you go. But it depends on the water you start with, and that's why the free water test is crucial. The water pros then build the right system in your home. Their pricing is right on the money. It takes a couple hours. They did the install at the house. And boom, you got pure water for drinking, bathing, cooking, and more in your home, purifying your home's water, you and the family unit. The best way to detoxify and live healthier. Start it up. Call the man, 303-862-5554. 303, the free one. It's like McFly. 303-862-5554. And they'll come and first test your water. Then it's up to you. Tell Paul, he's my guy. He really is. Trust him. We talk, we text. How's your water, Peter? It's the best. 303-862-5554. 303-862-5554. The man, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday mornings, he leads it off, The George Show. He's become a great friend, ladies and gentlemen. Talk show host, district attorney, full colonel, the man with a plan, George Brockler. Hey, man, good morning.
Hey, sir. Thanks for having me on again. How are you?
Hi, you know, hey. I read the emails. I want to start the Tina Peters story and the congressional map, then I want to go into some deeper things. Let's start with the new congressional map. George, your thoughts.
Honestly, I view it from the standpoint that it could have been so much worse had it been the old process of having our super left-wing legislature and governor basically sign off on what they wanted. They would have created a 611 map, and by that I mean six safe Dem seats, one Republican, and one competitive. This turned out to be, hell, they would have written it 8-0 if they could. This one turns out to be 4-3-1, which means four safe Democrat seats, three safe Republican seats, and a competitive one, which is that new eight kind of in the North Metro area. I think that's probably fair, given where we're at with our electoral makeup right now. Personally, I'm disappointed. I wish I would have been in a district that would have made it a potential for me to consider a run, but that just didn't happen. I'm in the same district as Ken Buck, and he's doing a fine job, so there's no sense in primarying him. But I think it's about as fair as we could have hoped for, given what's going on in Colorado the past two election cycles.
The eighth will be a jump ball. What do you think? What happens? What's the outcome? And who's? I know it's too early to pick them, but pick them.
So some of the names I've heard are Barb Kirkmeyer, who's pretty good. You know, Steve Reams lives up there, and I know Steve's a buddy. It's hard to know if Steve would be interested in that or not. There's John Cook is up there, the former sheriff before Steve.
Yep.
So it depends on who jumps in, but there are some good choices for that seat. I think the other thing people ought to know, though, is even though I think it's probably fairly drawn, the way they drew it, the safeness, I guess, by measure of how big the gap is between R's and D's is much bigger in the four Democrat seats than it is in the Republican seats. The way it has been drawn is the Republican seats, with demographic changes being the way they are, will likely become more competitive over the next 10 years than the other four super safe Democrat seats.
I'm a big fan of Reams. I like Cook, too, and I know that their names are being kicked around. Either one of those guys would be great. Reams is terrific. So I don't know. I mean, that's going to be the one. The next one that's really drawing to the Lightning, and we're talking about it, is the Mesa County, former, I guess, Mesa County clerk, Tina Peters. George, what do we do with this?
Well, one, she's still the clerk. She hasn't been removed from her job. She has been pulled away from that portion of her job that allowed her to be the designated election official. So she still oversees all the other businessing and licensing and DMV stuff and all that, but she can't have anything to do with the elections. I think she created a situation where this was the only plausible and reasonable outcome unless she were to step down or remove herself. I think it invited court intervention given what happened. And I know there's probably a bunch of people out there listening who are like, that's crazy. She's such a truth teller and she's being martyred or whatever. I don't believe any of that. No. I don't believe any of that. I think she had to be removed to protect the integrity of that election. They put in the former clerk and recorder, mm-hmm. Sheila Reimer, who's got a great reputation. Wayne Williams, who my favorite line from 2018, still Pete, is what he said. Voting against Wayne Williams is like stepping on baby chicks.
Oh, no, so I gave him that line, stepping on baby chicks. It was like, and they got booed. I mean, they got booed. So,
Yeah. But it had to happen. The alternatives weren't anything plausible. So I think it had to happen. It's a black eye for the Republicans going into an election cycle that we should dominate, given everything that's gone on. We should be winning this thing, running away. And it just creates a huge distraction.
The make break for her, I think, was when she took off with Lindell and appeared with Lindell. And that was after that, and then hit out and went on the lam, as we used to say. She lammed with Lindell. And at that point,
I don't think anything screams I'm innocent of the allegations against me like disappearing a la, you know, Gabby Petito's fiance or something like that. You know what I mean? Like nothing says I don't think I've done anything wrong like running away.
Yeah, like Ryan said, getting out of the car and running is not a defense.
It's like, nope.
Get out of the car and run. Okay, that's, you know, and like I said, when she went on the lam. And there's part and parcel of something that's near and dear. How does Colorado turn against and defeat Michael Bennett and the other insanity? And the other one is, and the Dominion voting, the defamation case in Denver. Again, it's a damaging aspect of the party. Your thoughts?
Well, listen, Michael Bennett is vulnerable. He is as vulnerable as any incumbent senator in the country. His numbers are in some ways trending worse than Udall's did at this point when Corey defeated him back in 2014. Now, granted, Colorado's a bit different, but the numbers don't lie, at least in terms of polling. And you and I probably agree the polling really has sucked over about the last 10 years. But he is vulnerable. And the issue will be, can somebody emerge? And you have done a good job of already sort of spotlighting some of these candidates that stick up their hand and say, I want a shot at this guy. Can somebody emerge that won't get beaten like a baby harp seal with this stolen election stuff or the anti-vaxxer stuff or any of these other distractions that you know the mainstream media is interested in making the narrative? And if they can do that and attract the funding from inside and outside the state, I think they have a real chance of pulling this off. But there's nothing about this election cycle that'll be a layup for any statewide race.
I agree with you. I mean, there's two issues that, you know, we've already talked to Ted Trimba. I've listened to other Democrats speak, and it's going to be the litmus test. We get back to Donald Trump, who said yesterday Republicans won't vote if the GOP doesn't repeat his election lies. That's the stake in the heart of the vampire. It's so crazy. And I wrote a column, and I was thinking a lot about you. George Brock was with us. I'm a big fan. He's really developed into quite a talk show host, and I think a lot of it does, you know, you tell the truth. And this Dominion case right now, 16 people, and it's a defamation. It's not about the truth of the outcome of the election, but it's about the defamation. One will lead to the next. And thank you for saying it. I really didn't know what you were going to say, that this is the big lie. And if the Republican Party in Colorado, which is, do you believe the Republican Party in Colorado is in a civil war, George?
No, not yet. No, I don't think that. I mean, And I think there are certainly signs, Pete, that that could be there. We're going to know a lot more coming out of this next election in November and then heading into the primary season. But, you know, when you look at what happened at the state party executive committee vote on whether to withdraw from the primary, had that vote gone that way, I'd have been super concerned. Like, we're circling the drain, right? Like, we have so much infighting that we've stopped trusting other Republicans to vote on our nominees. We just can't do that. We didn't. And it was defeated resoundingly. It was 2-1. I mean, that is epic. So that tells me that there are still people out there who are like, okay, listen, this may be my issue from 2020, but I am focused on 2022 because if fighting the battles in the rearview mirror, they don't get you forward. They just get you losses.
But after the great vote, then they sued. They sued themselves. I mean, I look at the Republican Party as, please quit it. And after that, then they sued themselves. I'm going, why did you just do that? You voted, now you sued yourself. But
I think that was the compromise, right? That was the, okay, listen, if this law is truly unconstitutional, we don't want to support it. We don't want to be part of it. But we're going to right now act like it is constitutional and it's the law of the land, which is probably the right way to go. I would much rather have them test the waters in court, which I do not think they will win, test the waters in court, than to just simply say, hey, we're going to truncate the entire primary process down to 4,000 people jammed in the Coors Event Center up in Boulder.
How will it end? I say exactly what you say. This guy's takeable right now. The one guy that is takeable. And then all the, you know, the seats, the superintendents of schools and school boards and county commissioners, that's where the battle was fought. And I do believe that Michael Bennett is takeable. But you know and I know that and I've said this about werewolves and vampires, the litmus test question, and you answered it, and I love you for it. If you say Donald Trump really did win, then here comes the vampires, the Democrats. If you say Donald Trump lost, then here comes the werewolves, the Republicans. How do we get out of that and defeat Michael Bennett?
This is probably the biggest issue facing us right now is how long will the former president cast a shadow over a major part of the party? And listen, I'm also going to tell you, we don't have control of the United States Senate because of Donald Trump. And that's because when he came out and told people you can't trust the vote. Yeah, you can't trust the vote. We lost two seats in Georgia. We had no business losing, and we hadn't lost in forever. And it was that kind of mentality that led us there. So until we can get out from under the shadow of a personality and refocus on the principles that are supposed to drive this party, and I have to tell you, I think about that term that gets thrown around for anyone who doesn't drink the Kool-Aid of the extremists is, oh, you're a rhino, a rhino. The true rhinos, the true Republicans in name only, are the ones who are at the altar of a personality instead of a set of principles. Those are the true rhinos. Real Republicans are committed to a cause, a purpose, a principle, a value, not an individual.
It's like it's in Wagner, you know, the Götterdämmerung, the twilight of the gods. I'll pull the building down in on top of me, and I will be right. And you think the Valkyries aren't coming, dude. And this defamation lawsuit and this Tina Peters and all the internals. And I flipped this over. And George Brockner's here. It's like watching the squad run the Democratic Party. And the squad does run the Democratic Party. As a bunch of far-left crazy women are running it, and now we have the same group on the other side of the coin trying to control the Republican Party. And if you don't pass the litmus test, you know, if you can't take a knee in front of the flag, and if you can't do all the crazy left-wing stupid stuff, then you can't really be a Democrat. And we boxed ourselves in. I know you got a busy morning. Last comment, I got the market update coming. What would you like to leave us with, George?
Just to be super optimistic about moving forward, as long as that's what we're doing. If we are focused on continuing to fight the battles of the past, there isn't a single thing that can undo what happened in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's people out there who think, I mean, some of the stuff that gets revealed from some of these investigations about some of the conversations the president had, you either have to believe all of those people are flat out lying.
I agree.
Or if they're true, you have to be super concerned about where we were. I mean, this feels like we were teetering on something we've never, ever seen in America.
Now, this guy Eastman, that was a going to be a soft coup. I'm on my fifth book, which shows you I need to get a life. But I've read Peril, I've read Rage, I've read Only I Can Fix It, I've read Landslide, and now I'm reading, you know, I'll Take Your Questions Next. And it's probably eight different, we got to jump, eight different reporters. And, your attorney, they go through those books, and they, when the quotes that people say, no one's
sued. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
George, it is so scary. It is. And Eastman, they were going to do a silent coup, and of all people, Dan Quayle saves the day. And every one of them says the same thing. It's frightening. All right, by the way, you're going to do TV with us next week. George Brockner, Saturday morning. I love you. Thanks, George, for taking out time to do that. Thank you. He's right on the money. He's a very brave man stepping out and saying that. Stack Optical, first of all, they're open. Masks are optional if you've been vaccinated. Alan Stack, Stack Optical, has been serving Denver. By the way, I think he just served himself up. Since 1968, Alan Stack and his dad started in 68, focusing on providing the highest standards of customer service. And while a great selection of eyewear, they work on appointments, so make sure it's ahead. So you want 11 o'clock tomorrow or Saturday, 303-321-1578. Ski season is straight ahead. Gary and I were talking about it. He made me these prescription ski goggles. I got sunglasses, readers, motorcycle guy. I mean, he's everything I'm wearing comes from Alan. Alan Stack, we've been pals a long time. Located 2233 South Monaco Parkway in South Monaco and Evans. Call him today. Ask for the $69 eye exam. Make an appointment. Make an appointment to go see him. 303. Make it for next week. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. They're easy to find. StackOptical.com. Premier Care, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, South Monaco and Evans. That was great from George Brockner. 7:50, 10 before the hour, from Alpine Planning, running behind Amy Jones. Say, Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
We got
first cold day in a while, so here we go. Markets are cooking though this morning. The big green numbers on the board so far. Dow is currently up 340 points, Pete. S&P is up by 45 and the NASDAQ up 170. Next week at this time, I think that we're going to be talking all earnings every single morning. Earnings did just start basically yesterday. Wells Fargo, big profits reported this morning. And then yesterday also, Federal Reserve had their meeting. At this point, they're targeting the tapering program to begin in November. So just take it up to a real-life example, Pete, because thankfully there aren't a whole lot of headlines making the market real jittery this morning. Had a good client, lost her mother, and we're dealing with basically a wealth transfer, sale of real estate, just a lot of moving parts. And I think the key points here for Brian and Gabe and I that have been emphasized the last week or two is our attention to detail and responsiveness from your advisor. When the markets get shaky or when life gets real shaky, you've got to have that go-to person by, you know, intentionally. We do not work with 1,000 clients, and I think it really pays off in times like this. So if anyone just wants to talk through it on this chilly day, we'd love to see if we can help. Give Alpine Planning Group a call.
They are the best. 303-843-0918. They're my team. Investing in, and, of course, as a matter of trust, they will earn yours, 303-843-0918. Amy, thanks. I know we got a meeting again next Tuesday. Everything you've done, thanks for doing the show.
All righty. See you.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
How terrific was that with George? I didn't know what he was going to say. Right down the line. It all has to end. The insanity in Mesa County, the craziness in courtrooms, talk radio, the internet. These books are so damning. And it's, by the way, 710 KNUS. Good morning, everyone. It's 7:53, 7 before the hour. Danielle Jurinski will join us, Aurora City Council hopeful. And then the story of Gruden, the Raider coach, and Michael Roberts will join us. But you guys, I mean, it is a passion for me now. And I have read Rage, I read Peril, I read Only I Can Fix It, and I've read Landslide, and I'm currently reading I'll Take Your Questions Now. These books are so damning, and John Eastman, who I know, hung up on me. This guy was perping a silent coup. They're in the Oval Office. He's trying to talk Pence into doing something constitutionally illegal. And now they got in California, he's got big problems right now, and whether he can even hold on to his law license. And looking at guys like that everyone so loved, the mayor of New York, who goes from America's mayor to the town drunk. And I guess the Kraken may be here. And this Dominion voting, 16 people being sued, it has to end. The Republican Party must go ahead and win. I love what Brockler just said. The rhinos are the cult of the personality. Danielle will be with us, and tomorrow, Heidi Gunnell, running for the governor's job, will join us. 52 will be the high, and Jeff Hildebrand will do the shoot with us today, and George will do the shoot next week. Hold on, everyone. It's a Thursday with rain, snow in the cast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.